Clock out.
See you tomorrow.
Get out. And get in. The Steph Lucas Show is on.
Hey, welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of the Steph Lucas Show. We're talking about primaries. Of course, we're talking about the ones right here in Idaho. I'll get to that in just a second. I just want you to know that all 22 candidates in Ohio and Indiana, all 22 candidates in those states endorsed by former President Donald J. Trump completed a clean sweep of Tuesday's primaries. Breitbart News reporting that indicates the strength of a Trump endorsement is mighty as it has ever been. So, what they have is former White House political director Brian Jack telling Breitbart News that what we saw in Texas earlier this year was confirmed yet again tonight. President Trump endorsement is the most important endorsement in politics. His endorsed candidates are a combined 55-0 in 2022 primaries. That should worry a lot of people around here. A continuation of the historic endorsement streak of success that started during his time at the White House. Trump, still an incredibly popular guy. How does that break into Idaho politics? Well, there's a bit of a brouhaha here, for lack of a better term. It's past a deal with primaries coming up May 17th. It's between Representative Chad Christensen and his opponent, Josh Wheeler. Chad has been claiming for a while that his opponent has voted for Joe Biden in 2020. Chad is joining us on the show to discuss why he feels this is. His opponents answered the question. Oh, and bear in mind, just keep this in the back of your mind, I did ask Josh Wheeler for an interview. He was scheduled to arrive Tuesday, however, he had to cancel, as he has many pressing engagements. Representative Chad Christensen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Stephanie.
How are you doing on this whole Roe versus Wade thing?
That's awesome.
Yeah?
That night it came out, I got a little emotional. It was a great night.
Yeah?
Overwhelmed.
And then the leftist freak out started, which we anticipated.
I'm pretty sure that leaker was...
I'm sure it was. Right. And as per usual, we have the Democrats focusing on Roe versus Wade overturning, smashing things up, as evidenced in L.A. last night. And I'm pretty sure it's only going to get worse. Instead of the fact that we have someone in the United States Supreme Court enacting this severe breach of trust. So we'll keep our eye on that investigation. I think Republicans should really bring that point home. But let's talk about the news with you. Let's talk about the district, the seat you're running for.
So I guess, yeah, new district that I'll be running for. I'm in 32 now, but I'm running for District 35. So I'll be losing Franklin and Ida counties.
Okay.
And gain more of Bonneville, Yukon, and Iona.
Mm-hmm.
And gain some of Bannock, Income, Aramo, McCammon,
right.
Lava.
All right. Well, the legislative map redistricting was a big shakeup for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And it's been brought up that the powers that be in charge of this legislative redistricting were kind of picking on you a little bit there.
I'm not sure.
Not sure about that.
The border of my district is on my street. So
And
people, that's how it is now. So people thought, when they saw this new one, they thought that was changed. And no, that's stayed the same. So I'm sure it didn't hurt. I don't think it hurt me that much.
No.
Iona and Yukon, and those are good conservative areas that Ron Nate successful in last election.
Right.
So I should be in this election, too.
Okay. Well, you're working pretty hard this election cycle. Clearly, you're going to go knock doors after this.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
Probably in UConn.
All right. Probably in UConn. Good times. Let's talk about your opponent, Josh Wheeler. He's supposed to be on for an interview. He was not able to make it, so I can't really ask him if
not
he's
able. Are you sure about that?
Run for public office before. Yeah, I caught
Sorry.
That.
I couldn't help.
Never can you help it, Chad. Never. Okay. So I don't know if he's run for public office before or not, but.
Yeah, he's an Ammon City Councilman.
So. Ammon City Councilman.
Right.
Okay. Sorry. There's just some people are going to get on me. I thought you knew about local politics, Stephanie. I'm like, you know how many people are running in these primaries? Give me a break. Moving on from my personal editorial. Let's get back to Josh Wheeler. So recently you have stated on your Facebook page and in some ads that your opponent, Josh Wheeler, voted for none other than Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Let's talk about the story behind that, the evidence to corroborate that.
Oh, first of all, let me get to, You know, I first had people come to me and say, hey, Chad, I know Josh for a long time. He's a family friend. Our kids go, you know, to things together, and we carpool. And Josh has told me flat out, you know, he voted for Joe Biden. So, you know, so I know that, you know, this is firsthand knowledge that I've received from people. And this, and one person is actually going to write a post about it, and I'm going to blast it because she's fed up with the lies. And that's
going to be someone that Josh told personally, I voted for Joe Biden.
A friend of the friend of the Wheelers, and she just said, hey, you know, I've been friends with them for a long time. But I'm just tired of dishonesty. Josh went on this conservative platform, and he's anything but conservative. You know, him and his kids and his family have all bragged about vote for Biden for, and his Facebook posts have all been.
You posted a few of those, like his family.
Oh, right, the screenshots that I put out, you know, on my Facebook page and my mailer. You know, he, you know, him supporting the BLM on one of his Facebook posts, him supporting social justice, and him being proud of his daughter for voting for Biden. So, yeah, I put those out, and it wasn't intended to disparage his kids at all, which they turned it into. All I'm trying to do is show who Josh is politically. That's all I'm trying to do.
Oh, they were saying you disparaged his kids.
That are kids.
Did
you
get a letter, sir?
I got a letter on Facebook. Yeah, I got chastised for putting those screenshots out there. Right?
Oh, okay. Well, there we have it. All right. I just wanted to find out if that had actually happened. Okay. Moving on. So you've had this information out there. And then let's talk about a post. You had a computer screen up, I believe.
Right. So I got contacted. There's a gentleman that's running for office, running for governor. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not governor.
Who is it?
Flint Christensen.
Okay.
And he's
no relation.
No, no relation.
Okay.
And he sent me, he said, hey, Chad, I've got these, I've accessed the Secretary of State voter list, statewide list. I paid $20 for it. They sent it to me. And I was just kind of curious. I was curious going through candidates. And I looked up your candidate, I mean, your opponent. And I went down the list of all the elections. And I found in 2020, Democratic primary, he voted in that primary election.
Okay.
So, wow, that's kind of a smoking gun.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so to respond to that on his Facebook page, let me read this. He says, my opponent continues to use manipulated screenshots, grainy photos, and wild accusations. That's just weird, and I'm not trying to be a smart aleck here. I'm just saying that almost sounds like they're describing what happens when people see Bigfoot. Like manipulated grainy photos, wild accusations. Have you, Representative Christensen, seen Sasquatch? I'm kidding. Okay. I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. All right. So he's saying manipulated screenshots, grainy photos, wild accusations to try and paint me as a secret Democrat. Most recently, my opponent is claiming I was a registered Democrat in 2020. Well, this is an outright lie.
I was wrong about him being a Democrat, you know, registered Democrat back in that time. So I was wrong about that because I assumed that since he voted in that primary, he was a registered Democrat.
Right.
So I shouldn't assume that. I was wrong
about
that.
But you're saying it's the Democrat Party's an open.
Yeah, primary election's an open primary election. So he can be a registered Republican and vote in that primary. So I assume, and I forgot about that, that it was open primary.
Okay.
So he can be a registered Republican and still vote in it.
At least you're willing to admit.
So I was wrong, and I apologize for that. And I said, hey, he's been a registered Republican for quite a while. But he did vote in that Democrat.
So he did.
Yeah, that's what it says on that document.
Okay.
It says in 2020, May 19th, 2020, he received a Democrat ballot. And it also says it was an absentee ballot. So he had to request that Democrat ballot. So you don't request it on accident like he claims he's doing. Because this morning he was on the radio. Well, he was on the show. It was being talked about by another radio show. Other radio guys asked him, hey, Josh, you know, okay, you're accusing Chad of, you know, putting out these grainy photos and so forth.
Bigfoot photos.
Just tell me.
Okay.
Did you vote in the Democratic Party or the primary? And Josh was silent. That's what this guy, the radio guy said.
So it's a yes or no question, he won't answer it.
He didn't answer it.
Yes or no.
And we did say, you know, if I did vote in that Democrat primary election, it was by mistake or something to that effect.
Okay.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Okay, so.
And then the other radio guy also pushed it about Biden this morning on his, you know, explaining his conversation with Josh. And Josh couldn't answer that question either. And Josh would make excuses like, well, back in 2000, you know, Simpson and Brian Smith didn't support Trump in the beginning. And the radio guy says that's out of context. That's 2016. We're talking about 2020 here, Josh.
Yeah, let's talk about this. Okay, Mike Simpson did not support Trump, but Mike Simpson also voted for the January 6th commission to take place.
Right.
Let's not leave that out. Brian Smith has been on my show, and I'm paraphrasing Brian here, but mm-hmm. he said, yes, Ted Cruz was my pick. And Brian, you know, he's a lawyer. He's going to say, hey, you got that wrong, Steph. But basically, when Trump got the nomination, he says, okay, I'm all in. That's what Republicans do.
Right, exactly.
Okay. So bringing Brian up, like you're saying, is completely out of context.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, like if I've told people, if you ask Josh Wither if he's voted for Biden,
uh-huh.
you will not get a direct answer. You will not get – and people don't get a direct answer when he's asked that question. And I've had people come to my Facebook page saying, Chad, I didn't know either of you. And I asked Josh on his page, did mm-hmm. you vote, just for clarification, did you vote for Biden and did you vote in a Democrat primary election?
Yeah.
And he's blocked right away. Or people are blocked right away. And they
wow.
come to my page and say, Chad, I didn't know either of you, but now I'm voting
okay.
for you.
Well, and that's why I wanted, you know, I thought, okay. So I've had people texting me. I've had people emailing me. And they're saying, Stephanie, hey, Steph. I'm like, yes, I know. I will get to this. People have been saying, this guy, he voted for Biden. You need to talk about it. I'm like, okay, I want to get to the bottom of it. So now I'm on it. What you're saying, if people want more information about these evidence or documents, they just go to your Facebook page.
Right. Go to that page. And also, the other radio show has a podcast up that explained the conversation with Josh.
Well, I'm not going to get that now because Josh canceled with me.
Right.
Because I told him he could come on Tuesday. You know, and he is too busy to come on. So, yeah, it's fine. Not like my feelings are hurt. Anyway, I'm trying to make you laugh, Chad. He is.
I'm laughing.
Chad's one of those silent laughers, people. You think he's really serious, but he's actually one of those silent laughers. He's laughing now.
I laugh.
When you get him cracking up, he doesn't make a sound. His shoulders shake. His face turns red. It's great. Okay. So, they could see the documents on your Facebook page. And then what people are also saying is that if they ask Josh Wheeler directly, he will not answer yes or no. So this is what...
That's been the experience, right? And,
okay.
And I've heard that from a lot of people. And they'll call them or they'll ask them on Facebook. And I just was told the other day, the gentleman called him. Mm-hmm. He's from Iona. And he said, Josh, are you a rhino? And Josh would laugh.
Well,
Josh, did you vote for Biden? And he wouldn't answer. He'd just laugh.
Well, I mean... I guess you don't start it off with, hey, are you a rhino? Like, what Republican is going to say, absolutely, dyed in the wool, true blue, I'm a rhino, you know. But it is a yes or no question.
Well, someone calls me and asks me if I'm a rhino, I'm going to say, well, no, because I think I support the platform completely.
So speaking of that, what your opponent has on his Facebook page, I'm just using it as a reference here, he says that you have an established pattern of picking fights with, denigrating and bullying fellow Republicans whom he represents. Have you been beating people up on the House floor, sir?
Back in the 1890s, that might happen. That did happen.
That actually happened in the 1850s before the Civil War. It was a South Carolina representative.
Pretty sure it happened in Idaho, too.
Beat another? Really?
Yeah. I've heard about those stories in the Capitol in Idaho in early 1900s. And
really?
Yeah.
Well?
But what's funny is they'll use those, you know, but over there when I'm in session—
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say what happens over there and how people vote, what they do over there. And I say, you know, my seatmate voted this way. He voted against this bill or so-and-so voted against this bill. I don't attack them personally. I tell people what they do.
Sure.
So this is totally twisted into some, you know.
Chad's beating people up.
I'm beating people up and denigrating them. No, I tell people what happens over there and I name names.
Mm-hmm.
And 'cause I want people to know, you know, what they're you know, they're doing it over there.
Right.
You know,
no.
I'm pretty transparent about myself and the whole legislature and the whole state government.
Well, I mean, I knew you weren't beating people up. I was joking. I'm just saying.
No, I know what you mean.
When Chad's in the news, you know, Chad is in the news. Sometimes I do not think some newspapers or news organizations in this state would exist if they did not have Chad Christensen to talk about. Okay. Well, we'll talk for a few minutes more coming up. Sitting here with Representative Chad Christensen talking about allegations that his opponent voted for Joe Biden. No one can get a straight answer out of him. Not Chad, the other guy. I'll explain more coming up on the Steph Lucas Show.
If you like being lied to or appreciate a good dose of gaslighting,
Corn Pop was a bad dude, and he ran a bunch of bad boys.
I'm sorry, what?
You've come to the wrong place.
This is the Steph Lucas Show.
Think of it as a gas-free zone.
KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Welcome back. I have Chad Christensen in the studio. He has been addressing his concerns that his opponent for the May 17th primaries, Josh Wheeler, voted for Joe Biden November of 2020. We've been over this. Basically, you can't get a straight answer out of a guy, and there is a report or a post coming out from someone who's familiar with the situation saying, yes, Josh Wheeler told me that he voted for Joe Biden. So we're waiting on that. When's that going to come out, this post here?
I asked her today. She says it's really close. She's really concerned about doing this, you know, formatting it right and getting it really detailed. And so she'll meet like today or tomorrow. So it should be soon.
Okay. But, all right.
I'll post it on my Facebook page.
Good to know. I'll keep an eye on it. Now, besides this situation, you've got a lot of political action committees out there that are legit scared of you and spending a lot of money to run some ads about you here. And you want to address some of those allegations and misrepresentation.
A lot of lies, out there.
Okay.
The major one, you know, they've been on TV ads and also on mailers that I want to defund the police. That's a complete lie. I've always voted to fund the police, ISP. I've always voted for their appropriations.
Where'd they get that one from?
I don't know. It's nuts.
That's bizarre.
It's just flat out lie. And the other one is and Josh Wheeler used this in his campaign, mm-hmm. that I don't support the National Guard, and which is
– Wait, weren't you in the military?
Right. I'm an Army veteran, which is funny because I'm an Army veteran, but I don't support my own troops.
Yeah.
Federal soldiers. But, so this year there was a National Guard bill, appropriations bill that did come out. And it was full of, big pork fat, whatever.
Wasn't actually funding the military.
Well, it had all this ARPA money in it.
So ARPA
money, which, I'm against, all the mm-hmm. CARES Act money, the ARPA money, that's why we're in
it's the federal money, strings attached,
always. Strings attached, always. And right now we're in hyperinflation because of all this money being printed out and given to all state governments.
Yes.
And
People were warned about this, 2 years ago?
Right.
Didn't stop.
And here we are, hyperinflation, because of ARPA money, because of CARES Act money. Yeah. And so the ARPA funds, it was a year ago in session, we voted to accept it or not. And right in the bill it said, this will put our grandkids in debt.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the bill.
Wow.
So I've been adamantly against it. Yeah. So was Ron A., Kerry Hanks, all the conservative legislators. That, mm-hmm. And we've all been very vocal about this money, the ARPA funds. And we don't want to accept it. And we want to reject it, give it back mm-hmm. to the federal government. So I didn't vote for the National Guard appropriations bill because the ARPA funds.
Okay.
And I said, I'll support whatever appropriation for the National Guard, but I will mm-hmm. not support ARPA funds being attached to it because it comes with strings attached. We don't need federal dollars coming to our state anymore mm-hmm. with all these strings attached. So it's out of context how Josh is using this.
Okay.
And he knows that.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that for sure. But he's twisting these things that to show that I'm – not supportive of the troops, which is a flat out lie.
Mm-hmm.
I support the troops. I support our police.
Right, you're a veteran.
The fire.
Gotcha. I still don't know where the police thing came from.
Right, that's absolutely absurd. There's nothing that even would.
Right, I got you on that. Okay, so what other issues are happening that you think need to be spoken about in Idaho?
Well, I think one huge issue is the separation of powers in Idaho because mm-hmm. right now. Our state legislature is pretty much beholden to the governor. He controls mm-hmm. so many of our legislators that it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
And, I supported the constitutional amendment to, convene when we needed to convene for the people of Idaho.
Mm-hmm.
And the legislature should be the most powerful branch of government. And our founders set up that way for a reason because, it's the people's branch.
Mm-hmm.
So, Josh Wheeler, I'm against that constitutional amendment to have us convene when we need to convene. I'm for it. I voted for it when I was in session, and it'll be on the ballot in November for the public to vote on it.
Right.
I think it's very important that we can be our own power, separate from the governor's office, because I'm mm-hmm. tired of the governor controlling all these our leadership in the House, mm-hmm. in the Senate. Whatever he wants, he gets from these leaderships positions in the House and Senate. And I'm tired, and we need to cut those strings between the governor and legislature and be our own entity.
So you want a clear
Clear separation of powers here.
Okay.
I'm done with the governor controlling us.
All right. Well, I've heard complaints about that, that something has to have. Of course, this tax bill is going to go through. It already had Governor Brad Little's blessing. So, of course, that's going to happen when it's really a measly tax cut, the income tax cut, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. So, okay, I have heard those complaints before, certainly. So you're going to fight for that in the legislature. How can you do that? Just stand up, speak out?
Yeah, I mean, so this year we're losing Speaker Becky as the Speaker of the House. Now, I'm hopeful they'll have some good leadership in the House that we can vote on and change the atmosphere there and change the traditions that have been going on there. You know, Speaker Becky controls chairman's there pretty much, and they do what he says. So I hope that culture can be fixed this coming session. We can have that separation of power. The Senate's another problem. You know, I hope that we can get Chuck Winter out of office because he's,
Yeah, the Senate, I mean, they're really liberals. Chuck Winter is, he didn't want to vote for a lot of things that happened in the legislature. For instance, the Education Choice Bill. And I know that wasn't the exact name of it, but I believe it was House Bill 669, and that stayed in Education Committee. But what passed? You had House Bill 666 that would have held libraries accountable for providing obscene material.
Pornography.
Yes. Right. To children, to minors. Uh-huh. And he said, absolutely, that was not.
We call this crazy in the House.
Yeah, he said, there's craziness in the House. I thought, oh, wow.
So it was that bill he called us crazy for.
Passing. Way to build rapport, dude.
So yeah, he called us crazy for passing that bill, the pornography in public libraries and school libraries to ban that. He also called us crazy for passing a bill that would prevent underage. Or minors from getting a sex change.
Yes, he did write a strongly worded letter that the Senate disapproves of that, and we all know how well strongly
Chuck's
worded
okay
letters.
With, your 14-year-old kid getting a sex change, apparently.
Right, he's totally fine with that. So, well, he said in the letter he wasn't fine with it, but he wasn't going to pass the bill. So I talked about it on the show. Like, well, okay, it's like your opinion, man. But
hey, you're 18. Do what you want. Look
sure.
Sex change, but yeah, I mean, you're a minor. Your head's not straight.
Sure.
As a minor, you're confused. You're not. And a parent wants to give a 5-year-old a sex change.
Right.
That's scary.
That is. That's really an irreversible decision, or at least set somebody up for a lifetime of issues. And people are trying to speak out about this.
To me, that violates that child's rights.
Right. And the mob mentality is, hey, no, it's fine. Let the 5-year-olds decide. Then, of course, you have people saying that kids who are 18 can't understand the amount of debt taken out with student loan, but they can also go through a life and body-altering surgery. I don't get it either, Chad.
Right.
That's where we're at. So speaking of student loans, this is just completely off the cuff here. So the Biden administration saying, hey, we might forgive student loans. And I'm saying that because they're just kind of whispering it. They're just doing this for midterms. They're not going to forgive anything. And I would imagine you would say, well, I hope not.
Right.
Right? Let's just talk about that for a second. I mean, it's a national issue. Why not? What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it appears to me what you just said. Yeah, he's trying to get support in the midterms to
he's holding that carrot out there.
Right.
Holding that carrot out there, as he does. All right. Well, this has been great talking with you. I'm glad you came over and told us about some of these things. And again, I will be watching your Facebook. Your Facebook page is very popular, clearly. I tell everyone, look, you need an update. You need an update on local politics, go to Chad's page. He has all the good stuff. So people can view those documents, that information there. And, Josh Wheeler said if he has time, he might come back on. But he's really much too busy to come
on. Maybe
he will
now.
Maybe.
Yeah, he can defend himself. Huh?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I can ask him the question. It's a yes or no question.
Did you vote for Biden?
No, man, I didn't vote for Biden. Oh.
No.
I'm just messing with you, Chad. I knew what you meant. All right. Thanks so much, Representative Chad Christensen, coming on the Steph Lucas Show. It's a story I'll be following. Josh Wheeler, Chad Christensen, saying that his opponent voted for Joe Biden in the 2020 elections. Thanks, Chad Christensen, for coming on the show.
It was a pleasure.
She's news.
You guys aren't going to believe this latest headline. Or maybe you will.
She's talk.
Give me a break. When do these leftists ever care about how much anything costs taxpayers?
She's tenacious.
She's Steph Lucas. KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1.
Welcome back. Remember I told you about Joy Behar? I know, you don't want to hear any more about what she said. But look, Kayleigh McEnany today made the excellent point that Joe Biden sounding a lot like Joy Behar. Look, his lips, they all sound alike. Let's hear what McEnany has to say about it. Joe Biden saying the opinion leak is about a lot more than abortion. We'll play that, and this clip might be in here. I'll try and find it. Joe Biden said today that MAGA supporters were absolutely crazy, but I mean, it's Joe Biden, he says a lot of things, but I'll try and pull that clip up. In the meantime, let's get to this piece from our affiliate Fox News, Kayleigh McEnany. Biden sounds like Joy Behar. Here we go.
Critics say the White House sees the expected unraveling of Roe as an opportunity to rally the base and boost fundraising in hopes to salvage the Democrats' chance in November. And the president's comments a short while ago signaled just that. Watch.
This is about a lot more than abortion. What happens if you have a state change the law saying that children who are LGBTQ can't be in classrooms with other children? Is that legit under the way the decision is written? What are the next things that are going to be attacked? Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history.
Kayleigh McEnany.
The MAGA crowd, the 65% who want abortion banned in the second trimester and the 80% who want it banned in the third trimester. That sounds like quite a big crowd, so I'm happy to be in that crowd, if that's what he wants to call us. But Joe Biden sounds a lot like Joy Behar, and it's never a good thing to sound like Joyless Behar. But Joy Behar said, my worry is that this is just the beginning. Next, maybe Brown versus Board of Education. Brown versus Board of Education, as almost all of our viewers know, says separate but equal is inherently unequal and led to the integration of schools. To at all suggest that, as Biden did, that all of these other cases are under threat, Joy Behar, that integration of schools would be under threat, it's cringeworthy, but it's expected. I mean, take the president at his word. Just yesterday, he talked about the aborting of a child. He used the word child. He's correct. It is a child, so good for him for having a moment of honesty there. But the rhetoric you're hearing from the left, I mean, Yamiche Alcindor in the White House press corps, here's what she said, women will be forced to have pregnancies that will turn into children. I mean, let that sink in. This is where we're at.
There's Kayleigh McEnany. Biden sounds like Joy Behar, indeed, because a lot of what they say is just simple hysterics, rabble-rousing, getting their base to think all kinds of crazy things are going to happen. Dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria type of stuff. Of course, that quote was in there, so I don't have to pull it for you now. That's good news. But Joe Biden saying that this MAGA crowd is the most extreme in U.S. history. Sure. School choice. So extreme, Joe. So extreme. Again, this, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, guys, but you're saying extreme, extreme. Your guys, your supporters, your pro-abortion crowd smashing up police cruisers in L.A. last night. I mean, we won't even get into what happened in 2020, what with the burning down and leveling of entire city blocks. But hey, extreme MAGA crowd. Coming up next, play a couple of national stories besides Joe and Joy. It's a good couple. Joe and Joy, right there. They sound so much alike. And then sports and entertainment, it's on the way. Welcome back. I told you I'd get to some national news stories before sports and entertainment. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is back from her visit to Ukraine and holding a press conference with reporters on Washington, asked to weigh in on the Supreme Court draft opinion leak. Ouch. Roe versus Wade overturned. You know what? I've heard so much empty-headedness about this today. Let's just not play that. Suffice it to say, Nancy's mad, right? End of story. Let's move on to this. This sounds much more entertaining. A new round of Fox News polling takes a look at a number of issues, from COVID opinions to how voters feel about sex and gender discussions in schools. Here's the latest.
Using Florida's law that bans discussion of gender identity and sexual orientation before fourth grade as a model, 55% of voters say they favor it, while 41% do not. Republicans are most adamant against it at 72%. Catholics and Hispanics follow, with each group showing 6 in 10 believe third grade and younger is too early for sex and gender talk. Turning to COVID, 40% believe the virus is somewhat under control. That said, 62% of respondents say mask mandates in schools should end. That sentiment is much closer as it concerns planes, trains, and buses. 51% say end the travel mask mandates. 45% say not yet. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
That's the latest. Let's move on to sports with Fox News, Matt Napolitano.
Vanessa Bryant took to Instagram Wednesday to announce a partnership between sports drink company Body Armor and the Mamba and Mambacita Family Sports Foundation to renovate basketball courts across the U.S. with themes honoring Kobe and Gigi Bryant. A sneak peek of the court shows nods to father and daughter, with the jersey numbers 8 and 2 featured just above the keys, with the design set to pop up on 10 courts across 10 cities, including Los Angeles, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. The announcement comes as Body Armor has announced a new Mamba Forever drink in conjunction with a $24 million donation to the Mamba and Mambacita Family Sports Foundation. Matt Napolitano, Fox News. A former NASCAR Cup Series champ is among those set to be enshrined.
This guy didn't do too bad a job in the Fox booth, but he's also our 2003 Cup Series champion, Matt Kenseth, now a member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
NASCAR Chief Operating Officer Steve O'Donnell announcing Matt Kenseth as one of the modern era inductees for the 2023 class to the NASCAR Hall of Fame Wednesday. Kenseth getting in on his first year on the ballot. He's joined by Kirk Shelmerdine, a four-time Cup Series winning crew chief for the late Dale Earnhardt and Richard Childress Racing. 94-year-old Herschel McGriff, the oldest driver to start a NASCAR-sanctioned race, was voted in as the pioneer era inductee. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
There's the latest in sports. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for. Sorry, I'm really trying not to promo Johnny Depp and Amber Heard too much, but it's a big story. Here's the latest we got from Fox News. Amber Heard taking the stand today.
Amber Heard, wearing a black blazer, minimal makeup, took the stand to detail her side of the story. Most of the time, she spoke highly about meeting Johnny Depp, being in awe, working alongside him, and how she felt when they were together.
I felt that, like, when I was around Johnny, I felt like the most beautiful person in the whole world. You know, it made me feel seen, made me feel like $1 million.
Heard then spoke about the moment it changed when she made a comment about his Why No Forever tattoo, and she claimed he slapped her. Depp did not look at her during her testimony. His team wrapped up their case earlier in the week. Depp is suing over Heard's 2018 Washington Post op-ed on domestic abuse. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
There's the latest. I'm sure more will be on the way tomorrow, as will the memes pouring out over social media about said trial. Thanks so much for joining on the Steph Lucas Show today. I feel we covered a lot of ground, and I'll be back tomorrow with more information, of course, as the leaked draft opinion from the Supreme Court heats up cities, police responses. Is there going to be more violence tonight? We don't know. All I know is I am back at the point where I wake up in the morning and I say, okay, damage report, just like I did in 2020. The left is angry, guys. What else is new? But I'll be covering it tomorrow on the Steph Lucas Show. Have a good night.